So we're going to introduce the 4-7-8 breathing technique here now. And it's called 4-7-8 because of the rhythm of the breath during this. In for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and out for 8 seconds. And the importance of the numbers is that we want the breathing on the way in for 4 seconds to be twice what the exhale is on the exhale portion, so 4 and 8. Some people are more comfortable with a shorter time holding, so 4-4-8 is another way that you might hear about this taught. So to do this exercise, and as I recommend it, it's one that you can do standing up, sitting down, while you're walking, in any environment at all, and people don't really need to know that you're doing it even. Makes it kind of a nice thing to have in your disposal. And I recommend that it's done, as a regular practice, meaning an intention to do it. And the way that I have practiced it is to put it on a timer and have that pop up on your phone or as other forms of reminders, so that throughout the day you can do a couple of these 4-7-8s. The benefit to that is that as you practice it, it acts as a reset button. You know, it's a way to drop your baseline level of stress, whatever we're carrying during the day, back down a few levels, a few notches. And most people, when we learn how to do these 4-7-8s, will also begin to start to pay attention to the body and corresponding changes that happen as we do the breathing. So I invite you, as you do the 4-7-8, to just pay attention to the places in which you're holding some tension and see if you can smooth those out to release them on the out-breath. So, for example, I frequently notice that my shoulders might have crept up towards my ears. And by relaxing and just releasing as I exhale, I can really notice that sensation of relaxation, the dropping of that stress level. And then the nice part about that is as you do 3 of these, which takes less than a minute, 3 of them in a row, you'll really find that whatever it is that you're dealing with in the moment maybe has a different level of energy to it. Maybe we're not meeting it with as much stress or resistance or anxiety or worry about it. And we're now going to greet it with potentially a little bit more creativity, a little bit more openness, and it might not seem quite so overwhelming. So that's the great benefit of this tool and technique, and with practice and with integrating it into your life, I think you'll find a lot of benefit from it. So the inhale is for 4 seconds, and I really invite you to practice this as you're seated, to really get the sense of what it's like to do a full inhale for 4 seconds. And what I encourage people to do is to take that breath as if it's coming right from the navel. If you draw your navel in as if it's about to hit the spine, okay, and that takes a little bit of a muscle action, but those muscles are actually part of the muscles of breathing, and they strengthen as we begin to use the fullness of the breath. This is going to force you to take a full breath, so go ahead and try that now. Pull that stomach in towards the spine, and then on the next moment that you need an in-breath, breathe right from there. Okay, that's about 4 seconds. And the way you want to do this breath is to breathe in from that stomach all the way up to the shoulders. And the lungs extend from the bottom of the rib cage all the way up to just underneath the collarbones. So we can expand all the way up to that. And it feels like you're inflating a balloon right from that stomach, from the belly button, all the way up to just underneath the collarbone. And when that's full, you'll feel it. It's an expansion across the top of the chest and through the rib cage, even part of the back, and you can feel the muscles expand there and the space develop between the ribs as you do that. And it might force your back, your chest out just a bit, and your neck and your back slightly backwards so that your chest is sticking out now. Now, as you hold it for 7 seconds or 4, whichever one you choose, have a nice count. Make sure you're feeling that tightness as you hold your breath. You'll want to start exhaling at the end of 7 seconds. And as you do, rather than letting it out all at once, and so at which point you might be done with the exhale by about, the count of 4, we're going to 8 here. So what you want to do is release it evenly and slowly, as if you're releasing air from a balloon, you know, by squeezing the edge and just letting it come out in a nice, solid, steady pace, so that you have the same flow of air coming out at 8 as you do by the time you reach number 1. And by the time you get down to number 1, what I invite you to do is to roll your shoulders forward. And remember that we're going to end our breath with that stomach and that belly button pulling in towards the spine. Okay, that's going to force your shoulders to roll forward, your neck to come forward just a little bit, and for the entire body to start to curl just a little bit. Okay, that's how you know you're doing this well, because what you'll notice at the end of that 8 seconds is you're going to need another breath in. So allow yourself to take that breath right from that spot again, filling your lungs from the bottom up, so that the last place to receive air again is the tops of the chest, right underneath the collarbone. And again, that forces your body out, hold, and then exhale again. That will force your body to curl in. And what you'll notice there is a nice rocking sensation. And that rocking sensation is the movement that babies make when they breathe. We kind of tend to forget that over time. And of course, when we're stressed, we're going to breathe more and more in and out of the top of our lungs, and not engage the entire expanse of our lung capacity. Instead, that about 30% of our lung capacity is used on a regular breath. These kind of 4-7-8 breaths force us to use the whole breath. You know, we're going to use we're going to take in a whole lot more oxygen, and on the exhale, we're going to breathe out a whole lot more of the stuff that maybe we don't need, carbon dioxide that might build up over the course of a stressful day. So that's what I mean by the reset. We're going to reset the energy within the body, the oxygen level. We're going to kick on some of that relaxation response that'll help us leaving from doing this just for a minute with a greater sense of groundedness, of presence, of awareness. And you know, once we're there, once we have a bit more awareness that, hey, I'm here, I'm in this moment, I have that moment of mindfulness where I can now sort of watch my thoughts, pay attention to what's happening as I end this breathing, and notice if the way that I'm thinking about something is contributing to the stress. So lots of benefits from doing this breath, and I encourage you to practice it multiple times a day. And the other reason for doing that is that it's good to practice something, but practice prepares us for the real thing. You know, we practice in basketball and practice our plays so that when we're in the game, when it's a pressure situation, we're able to do it without thinking much. And that's what we want to do here. We want to be able to enter into a pressure situation or realize that we are in one and be able to draw on that resource of the 4-7-8 to give us that momentary break, that moment of being in the thick of something that's uncomfortable and be able to release some of the stress around it. All right, so good luck with that, and let me know how it goes. And look forward to hearing how that's working for you. All right, take care.